of football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
The start to the season has been pretty solid, 5-3. Most clubs would be pretty happy and content to be in that position, but the club purring along quite nicely at the moment.
Yeah, not too bad. I think we've obviously had a number of injuries, you know, concussions and so forth to deal with, as most clubs have. But it has been a really big start to the year with Gather Round and the games that we've had at the MCG as well in front of big crowds. Really good opportunity for our younger players to get that sort of almost finals level experience. You can't buy that. I mean, you know, Nildy's a coach. He knows that probably better than anyone to expose your players in their early phases. Like even someone like Ollie Wilshire, who's run around in the VFL today, just for him to play at the MCG and be able to understand what's required, it's just been fabulous.
Easter Monday, 88,000 people. I suspect that was a little bit up on budget than you'd predicted.
Well, we've got a new guy that's just started as our CFO, part of the executive, Shannon Gordon, who spent plenty of time at Richmond and also Tennis Australia as well. And he's just been in the chair for about 5 weeks and he was calming everybody down. The budget was good, but he says it, depending on what today looks like and what the future looks like, it sort of, swings and roundabouts.
Yep. But it was, well, 88,000. You must have blew your way.
Yeah. Look, it was, and a really, really strong Geelong crowd too. We're really pleased to see that. So for that to be our one home game at the MCG this year in Melbourne, to have people turn up to that volume is just exceptional. And then an amazing game, just a really incredible game. So
before I throw you over to the boys, I want to touch on the Ford extension. I know it's 5 weeks ago now, but it's the first chance we've had to chat with you in this forum. Just how important is that for the football club to now have another, I think, 5 years?
Yeah, 5 year extension. Look, it's just exceptional, really. I think a lot of people sort of potentially with Ford no longer producing cars in the country, what was it going to look like into the future? And they've come out and just really committed very strongly. They've obviously got some new models that are coming out as well. The Ranger Super Duty, which will be here early next year. So they're going to strengthen their position in this country. But fabulous to have them. 105 years in time, that's just extraordinary. Puts us in a really good financial position as well off the back of that, but just a wonderful relationship. We had the Ford family out here, and it was just really, really good celebration and acknowledgement of all that's gone before.
Were you the security detail for the Ford family, is that correct?
No, I'm well past that. No, definitely not. But it was. We had a day at the showgrounds in Melbourne as well, where they had a lot of their models from 1925 onwards, and it was really, really good. Yeah, everyone had a fabulous time.
The Model T Ford, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. That's right.
Steve, one of your players has been able to slip in under the radar, Bailey Smith, and just really gets
under the radar.
He really gets no sort of. No profile at all. What have you made of his start? Obviously, on the field, it's been fantastic. What did you make of last week, post-game, when he sort of gave it a bit to the Bulldogs?
Look, I think that what we're really excited about is we're a football club that embraces players for who they are. And Bailey's unfiltered, and that's okay. There'll be times whereby he'll wander into areas whereby we'll probably have to sit down and chat through that. But we haven't seen any of that at this point in time.
So you don't think he's wandered into those areas?
No, we don't believe so. I mean, round 11 against the Bulldogs. Good luck at getting a ticket.
Yeah.
And also the way the Bulldogs have embraced it as well. The Salty Dog Cafe and all that type of stuff. Yeah. There's a bit of humour attached to it. If I can talk to his on-field and the difference he's made, I think if you have a look at the way Max Holmes is playing and a range of others around him, they're benefiting from the way he trains and the way he plays. He's an amazing runner, like just incredible runner. And a super trainer. I think people have been surprised just how smart he is as a footballer. You're in a good vantage point here. You can see the lines that he runs, even though we haven't been here for a number of weeks. We'll see that today. He finds the gaps to run through, and our players are still getting used to that. So I think there's actually greater upside yet to come from Bailey. But what we have noticed internally is our club is having an impact on him, and he's also having an impact on us, and so that's a positive thing.
Well, do you think we should go last touch in footy? Do you think it should be like we basically play it now? Do you think it should be last touch within the arcs and just to take it out of anybody's hand?
That's a big jump from Bailey Smith to last touch. I wasn't quite sure where you were going there.
No, we don't need segues.
I think it's pretty good the way it is, to be quite honest. I know the fans get a bit frustrated with it. I'm well beyond the rules committee, having been at the AFL previously. I think it's...
It just takes one less thing out of the hands.
Yeah, potentially it does, but I think the game's in pretty good health, yeah.
Steve, one of the many things we love about the footy club is your great skill in keeping an eye on what's going on today, and then the club's really well renowned for what's going to happen in 12 months, 5 years, 10 years down the track. Have you got a little cider for us on some things you got planned?
Yeah, it's a really good pickup, Neil, as far as it's finding the balance and the time to do that as well. We've had a really busy start to the year, and I think most businesses struggle with this. Certainly sporting organisations do. You do need to pull your team out occasionally and take them off the BAU. The day-to-day requirements and try and transport them into a bit of blue sky thinking. And the club has been amazing at that, I reckon, for about 20 years. And that's almost been handed on. I think what we've been able to do is hand the baton on from leadership to leadership. You've seen that with Joel. You've seen that with Paddy now. Like, Paddy and I talk quite regularly, and it's not necessarily about... Well, it's definitely not about the tactics on field. It's about our people. And it's about, how we're thinking about our future, what else can we be doing, and that goes on across a whole range of people. So we do spend a lot of time on that. What does the future look like? There's no doubt this park, there's a great opportunity. You can see the markings here from the movie that's been made. That's another example of where, as a region, we're now accessing opportunities for other events, and we see ourselves as part of that. Like, that's been really important that's happened, and we've timed it all whilst our games were at the MCG. So there was a 3-week period there, almost 4 weeks if you're taking Gather Round as well. And this was just an amazing exercise. Like, we were fully exposed to it, and it was like a Formula One team over a 3-week period. What the tradies did, and all the actors and so forth, we had a great vantage point to be able to watch it, and it's amazing. Put 1,500 people into the region. All the hotels have been full, the cafes and so forth. So, yeah, more of this I think would be really good into the future in our stadium.
Absolutely. You mentioned business as usual and handing the baton on. One person who hasn't handed the baton on, but look, the coach, Chris's record is phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's extraordinary, isn't it?
It's sensational now. Like, he often gets questioned about really big picture AFL things that are going on. And to hear him speak and answer, you get years and years of experience. How does the club support a head coach in that, getting him out of business as usual on the odd occasion?
Well, firstly, he's got an incredible team. So if you sort of look off field and you go Nigel Lappin, tick. Nigel does a lot of the development that we see in our players. Nigel leads a lot of that. Mark Corrigan does the same thing as well. And then you go right through Stephen King, who's good enough to be a senior coach in some people's eyes. He's really important to what Chris does. James Raley's outstanding. And James Kelly, you go through that group, and we've actually got a reasonably new high performance team for this year. So we've got a brand new guy, Dezo Sullivan, who's just a ripper from the Bulldogs. So he stepped up from being a 2IC in the Bulldogs, and he's in charge here now. And so Andrew Mackey has done an incredible job at resetting that department, because often what happens when you bring those new people in, it can actually be quite jarring, because a certain group valued say heat and altitude, or the next group valued cycling, and so you can get quite a jarring response to the players, whereas it's been really smooth and quite seamless. And that again just comes back to the off-field team that sits around Chris, and that enables Chris then to ponder about bigger picture things. And he naturally has that appetite, right? You can that's where
absolutely
your mind's going.
Yeah.
And we know that helps us as well. That's not him being distracted.
It's just him being him.
It's him being him. and thinking out aloud and you know, hypothesising on a range of different things.
We've been lucky to have Chris for 15 seasons as coach of the club, and you've signed forward to a five-year contract extension. I know Chris has got another year to run, but when do those conversations start about what it looks like beyond? You're always planning ahead beyond 2026.
Oh, look, I think hopefully what people understand, you know, particularly our members, is like Chris and I have been together since 2011, or as far back as 2010. I was fortunately part of the Victorian and All-Stars game in 2008. Mark Thompson was the coach. He asked me to be his football manager. We put the team together around Mark. Chris was part of that from Fremantle, so it goes even further back, which, again, you know, a lot of people don't realise that. So we got eyes on him early. And then, you know, what the future looks like, we're all mature enough to just have conversations ongoing without anyone sort of, you know, putting a anchor in the ground and saying this is what it is. We've got the rest of this year and then next year as well. And as I say, we're quite mature and we'll continue to talk as to what the future looks like.
Hock, we know we've got to let you get back to official proceedings.
To the president.
Any guest speakers or anything like that today? What was on the menu?
Yeah, we had a couple of mums today.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. So being Mother's Day, we've themed it around the mums, and you'll see in the Guard of Honour here today. All the players' mums are part of it as well. So yeah, nice to be here celebrating that.
Absolutely. Round 11, of course, is when we take on the Bulldogs here at GMHBA Stadium. Only 12 days away.
Yes.
Part of Sir Doug Nicholls' round.
Get in early for your tickets.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I'm not trying to drive, you know, the full stadium. It's the appetite and the thirst for that is significant, yeah.
Plenty we could talk about, but we obviously are mindful of time. We will talk to you again at some stage throughout the rest of the season. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. Good luck this afternoon, and look forward to seeing what unfolds over the next 3 or so hours.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy.
Steve Hocking, the CEO of the Catch, joining us for Inspirations Paint. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale. Really appreciate Sarah and all the team at the Cats bringing Hock up for us and making him available. It's always good to hear from the CEO of the Cats.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.